Please pray with me. Lord Jesus, you are a wonderful Saviour. And you are the King of Kings, worthy of all our love and service. Lord, thank you for what you've done in our lives. Lord, please help me to speak tonight about you. And I ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would open the eyes of the blind. Oh Lord, give light and save those who are lost to the glory of your kingdom. Amen. Can I say, lads, just how great it is you're here tonight. You are most welcome here. And what I'm about to do is I'm about to do something that's called preaching a sermon. So what that means is we look at something in the Bible, and then my job as the preacher is to try and explain how it speaks to us today. So we're going to look together at a passage from the Gospel of Mark, which is all about the life of Jesus. And we're going to look at Mark chapter 1. And I'm going to read just from verse 16. Did you guys want to join us for the sermon? So the scripture says, "And as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then Jesus said to them, 'Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men.' They immediately left their nets and followed him. When he'd gone a little farther from there, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the boat mending their nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and went after him." So the legend, because I don't know if it's true, but the legend goes that back in Victorian times, when Sir Ernest Shackleton was plotting his expedition to go to Antarctica, to be one of the first places to go and explore, and you can imagine how dangerous that would be. Well, the legend is that he put an advertisement in the Times newspaper, which read, "Men wanted for hazardous journey, small wages, bitter cold, long months of complete darkness, constant danger, safe return doubtful, honour and recognition in case of success." Now, whether or not that advert was really happened or not, those words were like a powerful call, summoning men to an adventure, to danger, and to glory. And tonight, I just want you to hear Christ's call. That when he said to the disciples, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men," it was that same kind of call to danger, to excitement, and to glory. And that's how Christ called the first disciples, Peter, James, Andrew, and John. "Leave your old life behind. Come, follow me." And as we're listening to those words tonight, Christ is calling you. He's calling you with those same words, saying, "Come, follow me. Follow me." Through his Holy Spirit, he's speaking to us through these words. So this is about the call to be a disciple. Now, what did that mean? How did Peter and James and John understand it as they heard Christ say that? Well, it was a call to come live with Christ. See, a disciple was more than just like going to school and being a student. A disciple was someone who would mold their whole life around the teaching and example of their master. So this wasn't like just going to class for a few hours. This was a commitment where Christ is saying, come live with me. Literally, come live with me. And watch how I live, and you learn to live the same way. Watch what I say, and you learn what I say, and you pass it on. So to be a disciple was to enter into this bond with Jesus as your ruler, as your leader. That he would rule in your life and be in control, and you would learn to follow him. There's something wonderfully simple about being a Christian. Aren't these words wonderfully, incredibly simple? What does it mean to be a Christian? Well, it's here. Follow Christ. Live with Christ. Learn from Christ. And then live for Christ to tell others about him. So it's about coming to know Jesus and that he's real. And let me say, if you've been a Christian for a long time, I think One of the great dangers is that your Christian faith can become cluttered. Do you know, as we're possibly going to be moving house in the next couple of months, it's amazing how much clutter, how much stuff and junk has accumulated in just a few years. And the Christian life can be like that. And we get distracted from how simple it really is. And so tonight, I might preach very simply, but I hope you'll grasp hold of this. No matter how long you've been a Christian, it is simple. Follow Christ. Live with Christ. Learn to live from Christ. And learn to live for Him. To make Him known. So there's a big key question I want us to look at. Why say yes? Why say yes and be a Christian? Why did those disciples leave everything and say, yes, okay, I'll follow you, Jesus, and trust you with my life? And why should you do it today? Why should you do it tonight? Why say yes and follow Jesus? And we saw a couple of weeks ago, didn't we, how urgent His call is, that Christ says, follow me now. Tomorrow could be too late. Follow me now. So why do it? Why be a Christian? Because it does mean you've got to change everything in your life. Your relationships, comforts, things you enjoy, what you might do, your work, everything will change. Those first four disciples had to leave behind what was a pretty successful fishing business. They were making some good money. And they had to leave it behind. They had to leave their families behind. So why? Because if you say yes to Jesus tonight and become a Christian, it's going to be really tough. Your family won't understand. Friends won't understand. You'll have to learn a whole new way to live that isn't easy. You've got to follow His teaching and His commandments and give up certain sinful things you've been doing. Some people might laugh at you. If you commit to the church, there's sacrifice involved. Like Shackleton's call, blood, sweat and tears. The devil will have a go at you. He'll do anything he can to stop you saying yes to Jesus. So why should you do it? Well, think about these words. Follow me. And I will make you become fishers of men. Let me give you four reasons from His words why you should say yes and follow Jesus right now. There's a pattern to follow. There's a promise of power. There's a new purpose. And then best of all, there's a person that you will get to know. So this is why you should follow Christ. First, because He gives you a pattern to follow. I mentioned that being a disciple was about more than just sitting in a classroom and learning certain words. It was following Christ, His whole way of life and who He is, and molding your life after Him. And it's the same for us today. We follow not just the words of Jesus, but it's a whole life, it's a whole lifestyle. So why Jesus? Why take Him as your pattern and your role model to follow? Why not some other guru? Why not some other person to copy? Well, let's just make a comparison. Who can compare to Jesus? If you can tell me by the end of tonight, somebody that's comparable to Jesus, then I'll give it all up. But who can compare to Him? Who's like Jesus, as amazing as Him? Who else in all the world, in all of history, can you compare to the goodness and greatness of Jesus? So what better life is there to emulate? I would dare anyone to stand up and compare themselves to Jesus.
Stephen Hawking.
Oh, because he's clever. Well, as you get to know Jesus, well, hold on to that thought, as I'll tell you who Jesus is at the end. And you'll find that Jesus is someone way cleverer, way wiser than even a Stephen Hawking. But then look at Stephen Hawking's life. Do you know he was unfaithful with his first wife? And he left behind him broken promises, broke his home, broke hearts. So even though he might extraordinarily be clever, he's not necessarily a good man. He's not a man to follow as a pattern. So Jesus as a pattern. Whoever spoke with the wisdom and authority that he did. His enemies would come and try and trip him up and trap him. And he always confounded them. And the Lord Jesus has such a true knowledge of God. He knew things about God that nobody else could know. He said He'd come from heaven. He could reveal who God truly is. Or let me put it this way. Show me just one person, just one, who truly followed Jesus and regretted it. Is there anyone, is there any Christian, whoever was a true believer and followed him and said, oh, well, that was a disappointment? Well, I'm not sure. Was he really a true Christian or a true believer? I don't know. But ask any one of the Christians here and you'll find not one of them has regretted. I love this. I love we've got this dialogue going right. It's brilliant. I'm so glad that you're listening to what I'm saying. There were crowds that came and listened to Jesus constantly. And their testimonies, they said, and they had lots of teachers, they said, no one ever spoke like this man. So much so that like these disciples, people were willing to leave everything and follow him. Well, let me give you a different way of looking at it. Whoever lived a life like his, even his enemies who wanted to kill him, when they put on a show trial to try and condemn him, they couldn't find anything that he could be accused of. He'd lived a blameless, sinless life. Never done anything wrong. So they had to lie in order to try and get him in the end. And when you look at his character, as the Bible reveals it, whoever else kept God's law so perfectly, whoever else was so loving, who could be so gentle with children and so strong against his enemies, who was ever so generous in helping those in need? Who else has ever loved people so much that he was willing to lay down his life to the most horrible death of the cross, even for people who were his enemies? Well, kind of. There's maybe a comparison. Maybe sometimes people in war have been willing to die for perhaps families and for their country. But the most amazing thing the Bible tells us about Jesus is he didn't just die for friends. He died for his enemies. He died to save even those who would kill him. That's how enormous and great his love is, as he's come on a rescue mission from God in love. And let me put it slightly different. Who's a better master or leader to follow? He took these humble fishermen and made them into the greatest leaders the world's ever seen. They founded the church, which has now spread all over the world. There's never been anything like it. Well, unfortunately, his expedition didn't go so well. You'll have to Google it. It didn't go so well. No one has ever been a leader like Jesus or changed and affected so many billions of lives. Well, I'll tell you what, hang on if you've got more questions, hang on till the end and we can have a chat at the end. If you can, try and hold on to your questions, whatever they might be, and we'll come back to them at the end. Is that okay? But that's my first point to you. Who is comparable to him? So go away, think about it. Search, look at history, look at the world, look at the people who might be leaders today, which is pretty disastrous. There's no one, I challenge you, there's no one comparable to Jesus and the pattern that he can give. There's no life like his. That's why you should follow him. But then second reason, because he promises power. He says, follow me and I will make you. I will make you. So in that, you might say, well, I couldn't follow Jesus because it's too hard. It's too difficult. It's too daunting. I don't think I could change myself or my life this way. How on earth can I follow these commandments? And you might say, you know, I've done some things wrong in my life and I've been really unworthy and I'm not good enough for God or to follow Jesus. Many people feel that way. That's a good way to start. Well, the good news is Jesus is saying here, he will give us power to follow him. All the power to change our lives comes from him, not from within us. He will make us. So as a Christian, you learn it's all about depending on your own weak strength. He gives us this wonderful promise. So he's promising us grace. Now there's a really precious word you've probably heard us speak a lot about. Grace. Grace means that God will give us the power. God will do what we cannot. So when Jesus says follow me, he's meaning stop sinning. Do it my way. But he's not just a teacher who's like giving you a list of rules and then leaving you to it and it's an impossible thing to do. He's a savior. He provides everything that we need that we can't do ourselves. So he's provided forgiveness for us by dying on the cross, and he's risen and he's alive, and he sends his Holy Spirit to give us power. So he's not just a pattern. He's not just a copy. He's a savior. And maybe there's things in all your lives that you might struggle with, still sins and weaknesses and fears. He can give power to change and to transform. You see, when I'm speaking about Jesus, I'm not speaking about somebody who just lived 2,000 years ago and it's remote from us and it's irrelevant and doesn't matter for life. I'm speaking about someone who's alive today. I'm speaking about someone who's real, who can come into your life and change it, as any Christian would be able to tell you. And he's not like a drill sergeant, you know, who just shouts orders and expects you to keep up with them. He's a gracious friend. And what you find as a Christian is he comes alongside you, and he's there in life's struggles, when you're hurting and when you're alone. He will never leave you or forsake you. And he's there with you with power to help. So he's a glorious Savior. The Bible gives us a picture, actually, of what it's like when you say yes to Jesus. That it's a bit like a vine that's growing, and when a different branch can be grafted onto it, and they become one. And that's how it is with us when we say yes to Jesus. So I could put it this way. If you say yes to Jesus and give yourself to him, what can he make of you? You know, you could go to university and see what professors will make of you. You could go and join the Air Force or the military and see what they'll make of you. But instead, you could give yourself to Jesus Christ and see what he'll make of you with amazing power. And he can make you into a saint. He can make you into a leader of the church who helps many people. He can make you into a child of God. That's what his power can do. That's why you should follow Christ. It's power to set you free. Power to make you happy. Power to bring you to God. But then let me give you a third reason why follow Christ. Because he'll give you a great purpose. A reason to live. Something bigger than yourself that's worth fighting for. He says to them, he'll make them into fishers of men. Fishers of men. Now that's a picture that, because they were fishermen, they would have understood. Christ, of course, was saying that they'd become evangelists. It means they would pass on what they knew about Jesus to others. Like fishermen trying to catch fish in a net, they'd go out with this wonderful message about Jesus and draw in other people. That's what we do as a church. What greater purpose is there than this? There's nothing that's worth your time and energy like this. Think about how precious every individual human soul is. Every individual human soul is made in the image of God. We're not from monkeys. We're not accidents. We're made in the image of God. And so we are infinitely precious to God. And we're lost. We're all lost in this broken world and in sin. And Jesus says, come follow me and I'll give you an incredible job. You're going to help me on this rescue mission of rescuing people who are lost in their sin and bringing them back to God. People who are going to be going to hell, to a lost eternity without Christ, come follow me and you can help rescue people from that terrible fate. I could put as an aside, to be a Christian is to be an evangelist. This is his call, isn't it, to the disciples, to be disciples of the very beginning. And you see how to be an evangelist is woven into the very fabric of it. You cannot be a disciple and not be an evangelist. But it is a wonderful, glorious new purpose if you follow Jesus. Let me put it this way. A fireman who rescues people from a burning building has a wonderful, worthy calling. Follow Christ, yours is better. Because you're pulling people from a burning eternity. A doctor who can mend broken bones, that's to be highly prized. But to follow Jesus is to mend broken souls by bringing people back to God. Or a search and rescue team out on the mountain, risking life and limb, you're called to rescue people. Their whole souls from a lost eternity. It's an incredible purpose. Now I believe, you guys can tell me about this afterwards if you think this is right. But I believe that for many people growing up today, there's a crisis of purpose. That people have nothing to live for. There's no big goal, there's nothing big to look forward to. And so that's making us bored, apathetic, just drifting through life, wondering, is there any big reason? Is there any purpose to my life? Well, this is the wonderful, glorious good news. Say yes to Jesus, and yes, there will be. There'll be this wonderful purpose of working with him, building a kingdom that will never end, fighting incredible enemies, the devil, and overcoming. This is an incredible purpose if you say yes and follow Jesus. And then I promised there'd be four reasons. This is the final and the best of all. Why follow Christ? Because of the person of Jesus. Because of who he is. If you follow him, you will get to know him. He He will reveal himself to you. He says, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. This is an invitation to begin a wonderful relationship with him personally. He'll be very real in your life. So think about, who is Jesus? Who is he? He is God, your creator. He made you. He had a hand in forming you in your mother's womb. He molded you and shaped you. You were made for this wonderful purpose by him. He's an incredible, all-powerful creator. He made this incredible universe. You know, on a clear night like tonight, isn't it great? You can go out and look at the stars, billions of miles away. He made that with incredible wisdom to display something of his power and beauty. And there was nothing. He spoke into nothingness and created all of this. And the wonderful bodies that we have. He breathed souls into us. He is the fountain of life. And so he is infinite in majesty and power. That's who he is. That's why you should follow him. Who else is he? Well, he's the eternal Son of God. God is incredible. He is one God who exists as three persons, all fully God, and they live together in perfect oneness and loveness. And he is the Son of God the Father. And they give us the Holy Spirit. He's full of the glory of God. Who is he? Why should you follow him? Because he's your loving Savior, who loved this world so much, and you're in it, that he laid down his life, that he was willing to die on a cross for his blood to come out, so that you could come back to God. That's why you should follow him. Because he was willing to do that for you and for me, for us all. Why should you follow him? Well, who is he? Well, he's the risen conquering Savior. He's powerful. He's reigning in heaven. He burst out of the grave. He cast the devil down. And he's now exalted in heaven. And thousands of angels serve him. Now that's someone you should follow. You should follow him because he's the rightful ruler of the world. You know, there's a big election going on in America at the moment. There's all stuff going on in politics here. But ultimately, Jesus Christ is the ruler of the world. He's the Lord over you and me. And one day you will bow before him. So I would challenge you to go away with this thought and ask us at the end of the service, why should you follow Jesus? Well, because of all these wonderful things he can give you and because of who he is. Who else could be a better friend, a companion? Who else would you rather give your life to and trust yourself to? So Christ is calling tonight. He's saying, come, follow me. Take that chance. Take that risk. Come learn about me. Come live with me. Come follow me. Let's pray together. Oh Lord God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that he's our Savior and Lord. Lord, we hear your call speaking to us tonight. We pray that you would give us courage and faith to say yes and follow you. We pray, Lord, that if anyone has any questions, that you would answer them tonight and that you would reveal yourself. And Lord, we just thank you that you do lead us and you do save us. And we gladly follow you and give our lives to you. Lord, may your will be done. Amen.